Seven Trends That Will Transform Local Government Through Technology. Author, Alan Shark. Transformation through technology. No matter how isolated a city might find itself geographically, our world has never been more interconnected virtually. There is hardly any city that is not connected to the internet. Where our interdependence grows exponentially, the dependence on technology is growing with each passing improvement. Technology innovation has been ingrained in our way of life, and as citizens we use it every day to make life more manageable. Moreover, very soon our smartphones and devices will embrace our keys, credit cards and even ID cards. Over time, citizens everywhere will expect nothing less from their governments. With every government turning to websites and apps to interact with citizens, why not cover all levels of government? In a sense, this summary does not apply to all levels of government, however the public first identifies with the government on the local level. The technologies and trends described herein will both impact and change how local governments operate and interact with citizens like never before. Trend 1. Rethinking technology and government. In technology, delaying or postponing replenishments or upgrading systems is creating a huge liability and could severely impact critical systems with disastrous consequences that grow with each passing day. Moreover, technology equipment has a much shorter life expectancy than building that was designed to last 100 years with some retrofitting could last another 100. Our new technologies are fragile, and when they show their age, it's usually in the form of serious system-wide failure that could spell disaster for elected officials and IT managers alike. And more importantly, it could seriously affect the safety and security of the citizens. What about the staff? There is ample evidence pointing to the fact that even the best systems can fail if the human factor is not considered. This requires ongoing training and positive reward programs. Technology is no longer just about IT staff. In today's environment, it involves just about everybody. Trend 2. Technology leadership. To be successful today, CIO, Chief Information Officer, must be first a leader, not a dictator. He or she must be a technologist, not a technician, and be a business-minded person, not close-minded. Be a financer and not an accountant. Be a diplomat, but not a politician. Possessing strong leadership skills is essential, and the new CIO must know how technology can work best, as well as have the people skills to keep things humming. When it comes to business side, one cannot solely focus on budgets and reports that are filed away and never read. Being proactive suggests that the CIO must develop a vision for the future, not merely sit around and wait for the phone to ring or an email or a text message to arrive. Trend number 3. Cloud-based solutions. The meaning of the term cloud computing changes faster than the weather. There are two common features around the cloud computing and cloud-based applications. One is that geographic location of the cloud is typically off-site, and the other is that the idea that someone else will manage the data or process. Today, cloud computing takes many forms and has advantages and remaining challenges. Cloud computing is a game changer when it comes to IT governance. The notion that fully manage a computer network, government, is no longer true. The best advantage of cloud computing is that data management can take place just about anywhere regardless of the actual physical location of the data source or service. Distance too has its advantages because data centers can be located in safer areas. Trend number 4. Broadband is the lifeblood of e-government and m-government. Broadband is the power behind e-government and m-government initiatives. E-governance is rooted in the automation of the internal systems aimed at making government more effective and efficient. The E stands for electronic and the N stands for mobile. And more people become connected, the notion of serving people through the internet becomes the new frontier. Today, the e-government is near seamlessly integrated into just about all government functionality. M-government is growing rapidly through the world, and the mobile device is where the government now is aiming its resources. Trend 5. Social and civic media. Advances in website technologies and the increase of internet and broadband penetration have served as a digital fertilizer that provided the necessary ingredients for social media to emerge and evolve. Social media is geared towards civic engagement. Used effectively, social media can encourage citizens to take a more active role in government. They provide a platform to streamline government communications and services throughout knowledge bases, access to network resources, real-time data communications and reporting, wireless access, multimedia delivery, integrated self-service options, location-based services and cross-agency information sharing. Trend 6. Shared services. Many city governments are creating regional data centres, regional communication systems and shared systems, and they are finding ways to do more with less throughout operational consolidation of services and equipment. The newest trend is to take hold where cities are teaming up with other local agencies such as schools, libraries and in some cases the private sector. Does every city require its own data centre, its own networks and separate communication systems? Does physically the location matter anymore, except for the need for the disaster planning and recovery? The answer to these trends and questions sets the stage for a completely new way of looking at retaining the growing and costs of technology, and at the same time provide greater control and security. Trend number 7. Protecting the enterprise. Network security is about protecting data and data systems, regardless of where the applications and the data reside. Protecting data is paramount importance to all levels of government whose foundations are rooted in citizen trust. When it comes to these network threats, there are essentially four major areas that are interrelated but require separate strategies, and they are network security, web security, email security, and mobile workforce security. The network could be viewed as the hub of all activities, therefore protecting the hub requires a multi-layer approach to security. Where the network is protective and smart firewalls, intrusion protection systems, secure and encrypted virtual private networks, updated and secure user validation. The internet is increasingly becoming the dominant source of the two-way communication between cities and the public that they serve. Web security serves virus protection, content filtering and spyware protection. Email security includes virus protection, phishing protection and spam protection. The mobile environment includes remote systems such as satellite offices or workers at home or in the field. Wireless communications also would be included where workers have laptops, portable storage devices or smartphones. The mobile environment requires the same protections as other forms, except in the mobile environment there is less control of the devices themselves. And in the wireless arena, special precautions need to address encryption and remote monitoring. Mastering technology before it masters us. The seven trends fit together as tightly as a jigsaw puzzle, and we have to think about technology very differently in terms of what we want to accomplish, how to do it, and how we must manage expectations. We must focus on leadership and governance as to who decides and how. Cloud computing offers governments is a wonderful opportunity to rethink how data is processed. And yet, if not managed very carefully, one could easily be worse off. Broadband is the lifeblood for the internet and the connected society that we have become. Without it, like electricity, our society simply cannot exist, because we have no orderly way to re-engineer backward mapping and to restore our society to a different time and place. Social media will continue to evolve and serve as a social glue that holds us together. But the video is one major killer app. We will see a lot more of the good and unfortunately of the bad. Finally, the very society that we know and love depends on our ability to protect what we build. And that's why energy assurance and network security is so critical to a plan and practice.